up in the city and an apartment with an in-unit washer and dryer and parking included. And everything will be perfect. Not messy like everyone else's lives. I stood up, fighting to keep myself from crumbling. From the distraught look on his face, I was failing. "Thanks, Professor," I said in a cheery voice. "Yeah, that makes sense." I looked around the dank office, taking in the battered books and how tired he looked, as if his job prematurely aged him. "Jessica, wait. Bye, Professor." I pretended not to hear him as I dashed out of there. Pressure built up behind my eyes, and I gasped for breath. I thought of the Golden Gate Bridge and saw my body leaping off the red bars to be swallowed by icy waters. Everything will be okay. I would go to the library and research. I'll spend the whole damn day there if I have to. Once I entered the library, I felt better. It was my sanctuary. When I was young, I spent whole days away from home buried in books. It was easy to crack a book open and dive into the story for hours and escape. When it closed at 5, I'd leave. I still remembered how my stomach would fill with dread when my feet brought me closer and closer to my foster parents. Fuck that. I slid into a chair and logged onto the computer. Someone left a Time magazine on the desk, and I pushed it aside. The monitor burned my eyes as I scoured every website I knew for editing jobs, and found a few I overlooked before. I spent hours typing up cover letters and sent half a dozen emails. I also shot my resume to other non-editing jobs. Professor Lark was right. I couldn't afford to keep waiting for my dream job. I grabbed the mug of coffee I brought with me, which was now stone cold, and knocked over the magazine so that the cover landed face up. A title caught my eye. How I Became a Millionaire's Sugar Baby. Intrigued, I flipped the pages to the article and read one of the enlarged quotes. "I make about $5,000 a month, which doubles when I travel with him." Holy shit. The article was about sugar baby websites, where the world's richest men would hire young women to go on dates with them at the most exclusive restaurants, or as companions when they traveled for business. The woman in the article claimed she never had sex with her clients. She explained that women who became sugar babies were usually college age. They needed to pay for their college tuition and their credit card debt. This can't be real. I clicked on one website they mentioned and gasped as I scrolled through the list of gentlemen and saw their profile pictures, their net worth, and their location. Apparently, they did background checks on their tax records to make sure their income was legitimate. Wow, $5,000 a month. That'd pay for rent easy. The girls probably had sex with the millionaires, making them little more than prostitutes. I imagined myself on the arm of a 60-year-old man, and my guts twisted. But really, who cared how old he was? I could go on a couple of dates. It's not like I was signing a contract to go home with him. This is a stupid idea. I took the Time magazine with me, stuffing it into my bag. Like a zombie, I walked back to the shuttle and returned to the BART. I was so out of it, I almost got off the wrong stop. A battle raged inside me as I took the BART home, wondering whether I should tell Natalie or not. I knew she would not approve. "Jess, don't be stupid. This is just an escort site disguised as something else. Are you that desperate?" Yes. I needed a job. Retail didn't pay enough. This seemed like such an easy thing. A couple dates a month for a fat paycheck. I could at least try it. If I was uncomfortable with the experience, I could just delete my profile and never do it again. "You've lost your damn mind." I unlocked the door to my apartment and walked inside. It was a dirty, two-bedroom place in the East Bay I could barely afford. Though Natalie's parents were well off, they had the opinion that once you turned 18, you were on your own. We scrimped and saved for every beaten-up piece of furniture in our place. A moth-eaten sofa that might have once been...